Marianne Williamson, Democrat leaders, media industrial complex conspired to make me look crazy. By Kyle Morris on July 15, 2020. Former Democrat presidential hopeful Marianne Williamson joined Rabbi Shmuley Bodich for a Facebook Live discussion on Tuesday in which she claimed leaders within the Democrat Party and the media industrial complex conspired with one another in an effort to make her look crazy. During the interview, Williamson said it was pretty clear that once she made headlines after the first debate, she was targeted by the Democrat Party in an organized effort to have her removed from the debate stage. "The craziest things were said about me. There is a political media industrial complex, and I think they have a way of protecting their own and suppressing voices that they don't wish to be on the stage with them," Williamson said. "The job of the DNC should not be to, in any way, dictate the process," Williamson added. "The job of the DNC is to facilitate the process." Discussing the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, Williamson said, "One of the things that I found really horrible was my erasure by IPAC and J Street both. They would write articles about how we have two Jews running, Bloomberg and Bernie." Williamson went on to add that she was offended that IPAC and J Street would not acknowledge that a Jewish woman was running for president, saying, "They just play the game." Williamson also claimed during the interview that she was one of the few Democrats willing to speak openly about Israel and said, "If I had ever gotten close to the White House, I could have brought something meaningful." Asked about President Donald Trump's push to have schools reopen in the fall, Williamson said, "I believe the schools should not open. There are so many ways in which we could have contained this virus, rather than allowing it to become the catastrophic wave of horror that it is. Given the fact that we have not handled it better, I think we are absolutely in no way prepared to send our children back to school." She added, "Basically, the government is asking our children to drop dead, quite literally." Last summer, Williamson spoke to Breitbart News after a debate in Detroit, Michigan, where she elaborated on a plan to counteract President Trump's dark psychic force with love. "Let me tell you something," Williamson said at the time. "One light casts out darkness, and only love casts out hatred. He has collectivized hatred." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.